Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap-Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong to talk finale. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I can't believe we've made it to the finale. I feel like this season has not dragged on. Like, I'm really surprised at how fast this felt. I thought it was a good season overall. I don't think it's the best season I've ever watched, but, like, there wasn't episodes where I was absolutely dreading watching it. I thought, you know, it had a very satisfying ending, even though the most dramatic moment of all time. Sure, like, it's never happened before. But I don't think it was so emotional that it would have caused Joey to leave the studio during the Women Tell All.
So true. I don't see why it would have done that in any way, especially seeing how after the final rose went and just how chill everybody was and excited for everyone was. So definitely a little bit of, you know, overhype and misdirection from the show. But I agree, it has been kind of like a breeze through this in a positive way. It's just been really enjoyable. Love the women, love Joey. And yeah, excited to talk about it.
Yeah, I think this was like really a tribute to casting well. You know, casting Joey as the Bachelor. Like, there's been quite a few duds the last few seasons where it's just been very much people like we weren't looking for. I think Joey was a shoo-in, and it led to a lot of great women being cast. And so I feel very satisfied by the end of this. I feel like, you know, not to skip to the end part, but like him and Daisy's breakup was like genuinely beautiful and like so warm and such like a lovely breakup that, you know, I think that's like it's a testament to who Joey is and who Daisy is and who Kelsey is. So that makes me feel happy at the end of the day.
Yeah, it felt like there were so many possibilities of where Joey could go from the beginning. Like, he had so many great women. It felt like they cast for him. Whereas other seasons, it's sort of like, you know, early on, okay, it's obviously this person or this person. And, you know, maybe this episode is a little obvious where Joey was leaning. But hey, if it's the finale where we feel that way, that's not so bad.
Yeah, and it took me like 20 minutes into the episode to get to that point where it was like, but even then I was like, I don't believe The Bachelor. I don't believe this show. Like, they like to trick me all the time.
It's true. There were points where Daisy were like, okay, I can see what Daisy's going to do. I mean, I didn't know everything that she was going to do, but I was like, okay, it looks like she's, you know, thinking it's not her. But what if Joey's just kind of saying, you know, he doesn't want to make it obvious, because I can tell a lot of seasons, like, producers, you know, don't want them to give it away. So what if he's being cagey?
But then once we got to Kelsey's date, I was like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Right.
I get what's happening. Because she's right. Back. Like, he was a little more obvious with Kelsey. And, you know, and like looking back on the date with Daisy and, you know, he was a little cagier about it. He was a little like, well, I'm not going to tell anyone I love them until the end. And he was like tripping over himself basically to tell Kelsey.
Yes. So we start out, we're in Tulum, Mexico, and the women are going to meet the family. No, Joey's uncle. It's
rough.
I watched a clip of him, Joey and Kelsey, talking to, I think, People magazine, and he talked about who he called afterwards, and he named like his sisters, his dad, his mom, and his uncle. So his uncle is still like in his life, very prominent.
Good.
But just doesn't get the invite.
Or that's fair.
I think he turned it down.
I think so too. He was like, I don't need the attention here.
Yeah.
Did you think it was weird that they did both the family meets on the same day?
Was it the same day?
I'm pretty sure.
Wearing the same outfits.
Yeah,
right?
Everyone's wearing the same outfits.
That is weird.
Right?
Don't think they usually do that.
I don't think so either.
Or at least they make it seem like maybe they change outfits. Yeah, I guess they do, you know, arrive to the proposal site together to meet the parents back to back. Yeah. And I think both women had like a matching outfit with someone in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy had the red, like his younger sister, and Kelsey dressed kind of like the mom in the same screen.
I would say that Daisy's outfits this episode were the best outfits she's worn all season. I thought the meet the parents red dress was so stunning on her.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the green dress she wore later. I loved her like breaking up dress, and I loved her after the final rose dress too. Some of her dresses have been a little hit and miss for me, but I thought she looked amazing all episode.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So they meet Daisy first, and yeah, he kind of prepares them a little bit, just talking about how she's really special due to her outlook on life, and they talk about how she came out of the limo when she gets there and tells them about her cochlear implant. And just a great first impression all around.
Yeah. Once I saw this date, I was like, oh, she's the one. Like the way she was talking like to them about Joey and all, like how she could see like the future so clearly with him. I really was like, okay, it's Daisy. Like we prepare for a Daisy win, everybody.
Mm-hmm. And she said that she would definitely say yes if he were to ask her. And the mom is crying, like, I would be so lucky if you were my daughter-in-law. I thought she had a hard question to Daisy, though. Like, so what makes you unique? That's a hard thing to answer.
I know. Like, what? I feel like I would freeze if somebody asked me what made me unique.
Yeah, I'd be like,
I don't know. Same as all of the rest of them, I guess.
Yeah, I'm one of 32, I guess. I made it to the top two. Is that enough?
Ask Joey what makes me different. Right. I want to hear the answer too, actually.
Mm-hmm. I just thought this family visit, you know, if you compare the two, went stronger in a general sense. Like just
I thought
that
so too.
Daisy gave the right answers and just was very comfortable. And as we see with Kelsey, she doesn't really say she doesn't really give that confidence that she would say yes. She's like, I think so. So
yeah. And she was even like, I don't even care about marriage that much.
Right. So I could imagine another cut of this episode with like ominous music. Like if we didn't know what happens at the end, they could totally make this look another way. So at this point, everything's, you know, I don't think Daisy's really picking up on anything here. But when I go back and kind of think about it, when he was talking about Kelsey and preparing his family, he was just like, oh, she's just so cute. You know, she's so stinking cute. He just got really more giddy when he talks about Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can really point to is that it was maybe more a chemistry thing versus with Daisy, his parents mentioned, you guys seem so compatible. And he's like, yeah, that's really what it is. Like,
yeah,
that's a good word for it, which, you know, isn't really the same as like that raw spark, I guess.
Totally. You know, you're totally right.
And then with Kelsey, he says that he just misses her every time she leaves. And, you know, going in, they talk about her entrance. Did you notice that the mom seemed to react negatively to the voodoo doll?
No, like, I didn't. That's so funny.
Yeah, she's just like, oh no. So, and then Kelsey gets to share her story about her mom. So just everyone's in tears with all these, you know, stories. And then the sisters. I loved his sisters, by the way.
Me too. Like, I want to hang out with them. I followed one of them on TikTok.
Oh, the one that's always doing content with him. One he lives with. Yeah.
Yes.
The older sister.
Yeah, I followed her. I think she's lovely.
Yeah. It's like she was meant to be on the show, but yet she's married. So
yes, I also thought they were both his sisters are so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a gorgeous family. So this is when they ask her, you know, if she feels ready to be married. And she's just kind of like, well, I think so. And, you know, and sort of that it was more like if it's the right person and. You know, she wasn't coming here with a timeline or that I have to be married, which is very cool. You know, we don't usually get to hear someone say that. They all seem to say that, you know, I'm not desperate to be married, but just like I'm here to find a husband. And this is, you know, what I've been looking for, like kind of that timeline thing.
Yeah.
So the sisters report this back to Joey. And so it gives him a little bit of concern, but it also just kind of gives him a direction of what to sort of get clarity on. And then his mom, I think with Daisy, she did this too, but just sort of like, you know, you could, it could be you, it might not be you.
So like, what, did she talk to Leslie beforehand or what?
Right. It was just sort of that setup of like, maybe she got the memo that this is your job. We can't be too confident. Maybe Joey wasn't doing it right. So they're like, okay, mom, get in there. Because, yeah, it seemed to get Kelsey a little bit emotional. And then, I don't think they had any one opinion. You know, there wasn't
No qualms about anyone. I feel like we saw in the preview, we saw the moment of like the way she looks at you is so different. Like, I feel like we didn't see that moment.
I don't remember that. I think the mom talked about like how Kelsey looks at him, but not like presenting it in a certain way. So then we kind of cut back to the audience here and there. There were a lot of familiar faces in the audience. Golden Bachelor people, Rachel, Gabby, Charity, Dotton. Anyone you were especially excited to see?
I was just excited to see all the girlies from this season. I feel like we don't normally get that. And I, you know, for all of the girl drama that we did see kind of surrounding Maria, it did feel like a heavily like girl power season. And that really came out in this final episode. So I was excited to see all the girlies there.
It gave me a lot of mystery with the next Bachelorette. I was so unprepared.
Yeah, me too.
I did not guess right.
I didn't either, which is funny because like we were talking
Guesses weren't right. Like
we were talking about a few weeks ago, like of the option, because they were like, wow, they are really pumping Jen up in this like women tell all to be the Bachelorette, blah blah blah. And then we still like forgot about it somehow. Because the first audience shot they showed was Rachel from this season. So I was like, oh, is it going to be Rachel?
Right. Exactly. So, I wonder if they had put Jen in the audience too, if they just were all out there. But yeah.
I don't remember seeing her at all.
I don't think she was.
She wasn't like forefront of my mind because I hadn't just seen her, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like all the other girlies, I was like, this person.
Yeah.
But I don't think Jen was out there.
Yeah. And I guess that's probably smart. They didn't want to make it seem like if Price is right. Like, okay, the spotlight goes on you. Come on down, Jen. But yeah, I was just thinking it had to be somebody that was in the audience if it wasn't Daisy. And then we go to their last dates, which these both felt very kind of short. I guess this may be more the trend recently. I always used to think that there was these bigger dates, but I guess at this point the lead knows what they're doing. So, and as we see with Daisy's date, it's probably not great to have them have too much time with the person that they're not choosing. And we saw this on the Golden Bachelor too, actually. And I thought maybe that was the route that Daisy and Joey's path was gonna go. Like I thought Daisy was showing up at his door and, you know, they were going to have sort of a hotel room conversation. But yeah, they have a date where Daisy's just getting bad vibes. Something's off.
Yeah, she is not feeling good about it. And she has to be in like a sweat den. And she's like, and I really like her point of like, I just want to talk, like, I need to talk to him. And we're in this weird environment where I cannot talk to him. And it was, she was just like freaking herself out more. But it was just like her intuition or like, you know, her gut kind of telling her. And I thought it was so interesting how she just followed her gut. Because we kind of saw it last Bachelor season with Gabby. And Gabby mm-hmm. just, you know what I mean? And it just, I think Daisy maybe saw that and not necessarily said like, I don't want to do that, but like she wanted to have more control over the situation.
Right. Well, and I was even wondering like, okay, also did the producers see like what Gabby did and was like, well, that's kind of interesting and maybe let Daisy go a little further, you know, mm-hmm. because they had to.
Yeah.
Let her, you know, do what she did.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
But and we hear a producer asking her, like, well, like, why don't you feel great or whatever? Or why are you feeling upset? And she talks about how, you know, that she doesn't think it's her. And I'd probably be reading into now at this point, like, what dates are you given? You know, we talk a lot about the fantasy suite dates, mm-hmm. like sort of which dates are the, like, you just get to lounge around on a yacht or, okay, you're horseback riding and you don't really get to connect that much or you're doing something daredevil, jumping off a cliff. And here it's like, yeah, you're not going to have a deep conversation. And then you have this other person there. It's not super intimate in a way, even though you are, you know, sitting in your bathing suit sweating. And then just, it was such a dead giveaway with the putting your wish into the fire. he was talking in past tense about it.
I know, it was like Daisy was so correct, like once you kind of thought about how he was saying it. And even in the after the final rose, he was like, I didn't realize how much I was doing that. And she was right that like it was obvious. So I do feel very bad for her, but I'm almost like relieved for her that she had the opportunity to like take the matter into her own hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we saw it with Gary and Leslie is the most recent example I can think of, but where it's just like she just picked up on, okay, you know, the way he's saying things, like, is, you know, you've meant so much to me, or, you know, like you're mm-hmm. such a great person versus like talking about the future.
Yeah.
But she doesn't bring anything up then. And it was really, I don't know, why couldn't she have just said like, hey, can we have a little more time to talk? It felt like maybe it was totally being prevented. Like, this is all the time you get.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like all of a sudden he was like, okay, well, it's time for me to head on out. Catch mm-hmm. you on the flip side.
Right.
It seemed like a very odd ending to the date.
Mm-hmm. And he mentioned a lot about how he was in her position, sort of telegraphing.
Oh, like, my God. Yeah, you're so right.
Like, I know what it's like.
Yeah.
You start saying, I've got such a tough decision ahead of me, and it's, you know, down to two people.
Oh, sweet, sweet Joey. He mm-hmm. really, he tried his best.
Yeah. Do you think he tried to break up with her earlier and the producers wouldn't let him? Like,
no, I don't think so.
Okay. And then Kelsey and Joey get a massage date. So something more relaxing, a little more intimate. Again, you're not really you're not really talking too much, but they did have time like massaging each other and, you know, just a lot more making out and closeness and yeah. just kind of giddiness.
And I wonder if Daisy's date could have been more like intimate and close like that, but she was feeling the vibe was off. Joey was putting an off vibe out there.
Right. I also feel like it's not respectful to the ceremony there.
So true. Too, yeah, so. I forgot it was a ceremony.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm curious now, did it sort of track what these final dates will be in the future, if they will be these kind of giveaways or mm-hmm. I don't know how they could kind of work around this unless the lead, you know, I guess most leads just really lead them on. Yeah.
Yeah.
They can have a better poker
or is like are really unsure.
Yeah. Yep. And then then we cut back to Daisy in her room, just saying like something wasn't fully clicking. And let's see. I'm trying to think of where it went with when she went to go.
It looked like they were all dressed, ready to rumble for the final ceremony. And then she just kind of is like, oh gosh, I have to go talk to Kelsey.
Right. But we didn't know.
No, we didn't know
who was going.
No.
Yeah. So what did you think at that point?
I just really wasn't sure. I was kind of a little thrown off. Like, I was worried that Daisy was going to go in and kind of like sewer everything, but be like, you know, I don't know. I thought it was interesting the way she brought it up of like, okay, like, I hope you don't mind me asking, but like, how was your date? Okay. I hope you don't mind me saying, but mine was right. Odd. So like, I just don't feel like it's me. So I just thought it was like so different from anything we've seen that it was like, I didn't even know really what was happening or where to go with it. I almost thought that Daisy wasn't going to show up at the final ceremony.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I originally predicted that someone would ghost, but yeah, I just did not think she was going to go see Kelsey. Like, that was such an interesting.
Yeah, it was like the bottom, like the last of the list if you thought where she was going to go.
Right. Like, I loved, like, the audience was me, like the jaw drop, you know, like when the knock, you know.
The surprised Pikachu face.
Yes. And just they showed, it reminded me of Traitors, you know, where they show all these people like turning as if they're getting, or the circle turning as if there's a knock on their door because they should go in his room.
Yes.
Turning to go to the door.
The circle.
And then it was Kelsey. So. And she had to like do a double knock. She wasn't coming to the door.
Yeah.
And then, just great to see their friendship. But it was interesting. Yeah, it was like she was just trying to get information and get that confirmation. Like, okay, so he wasn't just being vague with both of us. He was giving her reassurance.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she found a way to like not totally just throw it away if it was her, you know, because she said, okay, today I'm choosing to think that it is me. And she was kind of going in with that positive mindset. I just don't even know how to talk about this because it's so different.
But I also really respect how Kelsey handled everything. Like, it could have been very tense for her. And I think that's just a testament to who Kelsey is and how she makes people feel comfortable around her and like why Joey would have picked her in the end and like why she's I don't know. It just like I thought she was so classy this entire time where she could have been like, okay, Daisy, like, I don't want to talk about this. Like, I might be getting engaged or you don't know what's happening. Like, you don't actually know what's happening or, you know, and I thought Daisy could have been like harsher about the situation or meaner, and she was very lovely about it. So I do respect the way they handled it. I respect the way Joey handled the situation too.
Yeah, but they still, so even after their conversation, we still didn't know where did that leave us, you know, until the shot of the car.
And then so we get Kelsey riding in the car, and I was like, okay, that's interesting. Like, I was like, okay. Right.
We cut back and forth between the two.
We got like a long clip with Kelsey. So I was like, maybe Daisy's like not even in a car right now. And then we get the shot of Daisy. I was like, okay. And then I don't know if I've ever been so gooped watching this show.
Yeah.
As we pull out to the wide shot and they're in the car together holding hands.
Yeah. That was wild. that was like, again, the audience shock as well.
Yeah. I don't know if that moment was necessary, like, to get the point across. Like, because then I'm like, so Kelsey's just like waiting in the hot limo, waiting for Daisy to be broken up with. But I very much appreciate it. I thought it was like so sweet and so lovely. And, you know, one of our favorite parts about The Bachelor is like these lovely female friendships. And so that was just very much highlighting that. And I did love it. And I did like that it was different. Like this, we've been watching the show for like 20 years and, you know, we've been seriously covering it and inspecting it for 10 years now. And so to actually be gooped by something they're doing, like, good on you, Bachelor. You got me this time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it was then, you know, very clear, like, okay, Daisy like called it right. But it would have been interesting to kind of see maybe a little more behind the scenes, like show us like someone calling, okay, Daisy, you're up first or something, you know, or did they tell them that ahead of time? Like how much did they know going up there? Was it just, it became so obvious that they let them kind of take control?
And did Joey know?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Cause he did get like pretty, not worked up, but he was pretty sad about the situation.
Remember the preview that they kept showing? There was a, we hear Joey say something like, I can't imagine that's ever happened before. And it's really like emotional. And so I was thinking, was he talking about this? Like that, but maybe it was just about how she said, like, you're not going to choose me, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe he said it at a totally different time, but she didn't let him walk her out. And that was a really powerful moment. But I wonder if she was also told he can't walk you out because
Kelsey's right there. Yeah. I did think that was interesting. And like, I kind of have to agree with her that he doesn't need to walk her out because they said everything they needed to say. They had the closure conversation right there on the little platform. So just Daisy very much kind of breaking it to him gently, like, I love you, but I know you're not picking me. And Joey just being like, you are right about that one, girly girl. Like, he was definitely upset because he likes her so much. And I think that was the same thing with Rachel, where it was just like, he just likes them as people and wants them in his life. And it's just not, you know, end game romantic. I just thought they both handled it so beautifully. And it was like so peaceful and lovely. And just, you could tell that they have so much respect for each other and for Kelsey. And it was just, I don't know. I thought it was like the loveliest breakup we've ever seen on this show.
For sure. I thought it was interesting too that Jesse wasn't there or wasn't shown.
Oh yeah, good point. Very Jesse-less episode. I wonder if he was just like, okay, I'm ready to be home. Because like his wife was pretty pregnant at that point, like probably like, you know, 7-8 months. And so I wonder if it was just like he had to be at home or if he just, I don't know, man, he was not around. I don't think he was in Mexico at all. Right. Because he wasn't at the last rose ceremony.
But either. Neil Lane was there. Yeah. What did you think of the ring?
Beautiful. Honestly, probably one of my favorite rings that we've seen on this, just because it's not like a halo or whatever. Like, I love the emerald cut. I didn't love, once I got a closer look at it, I didn't love the like the diamonds on the band. Like, I thought it was so pretty as just like the emerald cut with the stones on either side. But honestly, I think it was one of the cooler rings we've seen in a while. Mm-hmm. And it just felt fit Kelsey. Like, I feel as like, as regular as Kelsey is, like, she's so beautiful. She's like this and that. I feel like she's a very different winner than we've seen in the past. I just, you know, like, she's kind of like, she has more spunk to her. She's kind, I don't know. I find her like, has a little more personality than some of the girls we've seen.
Sure. I've seen some criticism, like, okay, what Daisy did, it takes away from, you know, Kelsey's moment or Kelsey's surprise. Like, should she be surprised that she's getting proposed to.
I don't know if I, like, I personally would rather be able to go into the moment knowing I can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than being anxious about what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe from a show perspective, like, did you feel like it took away from that, like, fake-a-roo that we always get?
No, not at all. Because it's nice to have, like, different things happen every once in a while.
Right. What if Joey was just going to do, like, the non-proposal, and this was a total, like, letdown for Kelsey, where Daisy's, like, hyping her up, your mom is going to look down on this moment, and then it's just like, oh, yeah, like, I want to be with you, but not a proposal.
That would have been very tough.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought Daisy, like, coming up and talking to Kelsey was, like, really lovely in that moment, and telling her how proud her mom would be of her and that she's looking down on her.
Yeah.
Just, like, knowing how much that meant to Kelsey. I just, it was very nice.
Yeah. At this point, I was so sure that Daisy was the Bachelorette.
I think that's fair. Yeah. And I, like, a lot of people I had been talking to were like, this is just a ploy for Daisy to be Bachelorette. Like, it was very much her setting herself up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, could be, but I guess maybe she changed her mind. I have to imagine they asked her. But I did think Kelsey and Joey, just this whole episode, so cute together.
I like that. I love that couple. Like, he sweet. Obviously loves, like, an outgoing woman like that. So I really like them together.
Yeah, I don't remember at which point he was saying this, but he said, maybe it was in the After the Fender Rose, but, like, he said something like, I'm funny when I'm with Kelsey. Like, it just makes him feel better about himself, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, it brings out a side to him that he enjoys. So that was cute.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something like about how he didn't know how wonderful his life could be. And yeah, I was just like, just so excited for them. I always say, oh, this one, they're going to last.
This one, I hope they make it.
This one, they're going to make it. Right.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you.
All right. Let's talk about the live show, the After the Final Rose.
Why was it an hour? Why was this whole thing 3 hours? Plus,
why do we need so many segments? I mean, I love Kelsey and Daisy, but do we need to, like, keep going back and forth with them?
Two things. I usually come up to bed around, like, 9 o'clock and watch the rest of the show on my TV upstairs. And then I was like, I paused it as I was turning it off downstairs. And that was for the first time when I noticed this was 3 hours. And I was not well.
Right.
Anyway, went upstairs, et cetera, et cetera. And then once we got to, it was like 10:36. And we had already done the segment with Joey and Kelsey. I was like,
what else can we do?
What is happening? Like, how much time are we dedicating to The Bachelorette? Like, what is happening here? And then, you know,
well, they didn't even do the, like, meet five guys. And
no, it wasn't
they
even.
They didn't need all that time.
It was just to get from, like, point A to point B. I thought the Daisy and Joey conversation in the After the Final Rose, lovely as well. I liked all of these shots of Kelsey's hot dad we got.
Seriously, what's going on there?
Did you pick up Jesse saying, we'll see you sooner than we think, to Kelsey's dad?
Yeah, he said that something like, we may be seeing you again soon, wink, wink, or, you know, something like that.
Do you think he's going to be on The Golden Bachelorette?
I have to know how old he is for real. Like, I just
That's
think...
true.
He could be just 55. I don't know. I'm bad at guessing, but I think The Golden Bachelorette is Leslie. I just wonder if they're, like, in the right age match, or if they'll just, like, stunt cast him on.
But she was, like, on the younger side.
Yeah.
Like, she was, like, 60 something.
Right. It could work. I mean,
yeah,
we could go a cougar route.
Yeah.
Are they just saving him to be
like a golden, a middle-aged bachelor? Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. Yeah, and then Kelsey and Joey were so cute. Their families are so cute. Like, I love how Joey's sisters react to Kelsey. And, like, Kelsey's brothers were, like, crying, too. Oh, I thought that was so sweet. Like, what a lovely family.
Mm-hmm. That was really cute. Oh, a little tidbit that I saw from the People interview that they did. About that note that she gave. So,
oh, yes.
Apparently, in the fantasy suite, you know, they're off camera and they can talk about things. And he said something like, I can't wait for you to meet my family. Like, so he gave her a little bit of a like, okay, you're moving on to the next step kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
And she said something like, you can't tell me that, or, you know, I need to focus like in the here and now, you know,
yeah,
something like that. And then she started feeling like maybe that made him think that I don't want to meet his family.
Right.
Or that she was, you know, hedging her bets or backing off a bit. So that's why she wanted to say, I'm so excited to meet your family.
Right. Okay.
Gave a little more context to it.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, gosh. Yeah, their moments were cute, but
I wanted to see like them at a happy couple.
Me too. I love those. So hopefully maybe we'll get one of those on like Instagram or something. Joey did post a really cute picture on his Instagram of like them with eye masks on, like under eye patches on. I thought that was really adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the whole like bachelorette segment was so odd because we had Daisy on her own earlier and they're like, and Jesse was like, and we'll find out who's bachelorette. Maybe it's Daisy. And that was the first thing I was like, okay, I don't think it's Daisy because that's so weird.
Okay. See, I thought like, oh, they're just so obvious about it.
And okay.
It's Daisy and I just thought it was them being really cheesy.
Yeah. And I liked that they had like a segment with Daisy and Kelsey. That was cute. I also thought it was interesting that they had Daisy like make the announcement that she wasn't the bachelorette.
Yeah, I think they almost had to do it, even though it was very awkward.
I agree.
To sort of, so that, to lessen maybe the outrage of people, like, why didn't you ask, like, why isn't that the obvious person?
Yeah, and when we talked about it a couple of weeks ago after the Women Tell All, we said, if they pick Jen, they have to protect this woman from the vitriol that she will undoubtedly get. Because she is a woman of color on television. And I think that this was a step in trying to lessen that by Daisy coming and saying, hey, I don't want to be the bachelorette. Like, that's not what I want. And then having Maria mic'd up in the audience being like, Jen is my, like, her and I are so close. I am so excited for her. Like, I can't wait for her journey, blah, blah, blah. So I do think those moments were very strategic in protecting Jen in a little way. So that I can appreciate that they've made an effort of some sort.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was totally shocked, but like excited for Jen.
I'm excited. It's one of those things where I feel like we didn't get to know her super well. I think from her, we're going to get a very Katie-ish, Caitlin-ish season.
Right. We just didn't see a lot of that personality on the show, but we can see it a little bit. We saw it a little bit in the finale where she kind of making like size jokes and talking about shot o'clock, and it's just going to be maybe a more lighthearted, little bit like edgy and just full of personality.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun season. Like, I don't want people to think like to be. I want people to go into this with like open hearts, because think about it. When Hannah Brown was the Bachelorette, we were all so shocked because they were so many options on Colton's season, and they went with somebody who went out the top four, we thought would be. Yeah. Every single one of them, we were like, what? And then Hannah's season ended up being like one of the best seasons of The Bachelorette. It was like nutter butter, and we loved it. And so I think we could very much get that from Jen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And similarly, I remember Hannah was very awkward making, you know, she just on that night, like talking about it. And Jen's jokes didn't quite land last night. And yeah, let's give her a chance. Let's see. The show obviously knows more about her than we got to see, but it would have been nice if we got to see more of her kind of throughout. And I think they should have done a segment with her and Joey at the Women Tell All, you know, sitting together if it was like gonna go that way, and they knew that at that point.
And so our friend Bachelor Data did report that Maria said no. And so I don't want people to be like, oh, well, it's like their fourth choice. But like, I think they send out these offers to multiple people. Like, I would bet that Maria, Daisy, Rachel, and Jen probably all got offers like about it. Like, or, you know, got a call to say, hey, are you interested? And if somebody just says like, no, it doesn't mean like they were the number one pick. It just means that they were an option, right? And so I don't know. I'm happy for Jen. I'm happy with Jen. I think she'll be a great lead. Like, and I think she'll provide an interesting season.
Yeah. And I'm also wondering, you know, so Bachelor Data reports on followers, and Daisy and Maria have by far the most followers. And I've heard about contestants turning down VIP because they have to like stop all their Instagram contracts and for like an extended period of time. And so I'm wondering, maybe it's not worth it to them.
It's very possible. Like, I think Maria is going to do A-okay on her own.
Mm-hmm. I would have loved a Maria season though, too. I think that would have been fun.
I think it would have just been a lot. Like, it would have been like, I like Maria, but I think I want to see her on like a bachelor pad. Like, I want to see her, like, get her on the Traitors.
For sure. Or the goat.
Or the goat. My God, I can't believe it.
Announced today. I think we knew, you know, that this was, I saw the cast rumors, totally forgot about it.
Yeah, I feel like we heard about this last summer. And just like, I thought like nothing came of it. I was like, oh, I wonder if they're just like not airing it. Like, I wonder if it got dropped or something. And here we are.
Yeah. Grocery Store Joe and Tayshia are in it as well. There were Survivor people, right?
Yeah. Wendell. And then Davon from Big Brother, Kristen from Vanderpump Rules,
Joey from The Circle,
and Perfect
Match.
Yeah,
interesting mix. Do you want to get into the news stories that came out?
Kind of it was very kind of them. Like, after probably like a month or so of having a bit of a slow news week, we've gotten a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy from Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart, for those who remember that. She just got married. She was on The Voice this past season too. Did you know that? Yeah.
I think I did see her post about that. Yes. Yeah, she got married.
Good for her. I've always loved Rudy.
She was one of my faves.
And then another engagement. Chris and Alana from VIP Certain Number. It was one of those couples where you're like, they knew each other before coming down here, right? They're engaged, so I'm
happy. They kind of got like, everyone was mad at them on VIP, and
everyone was mad at them, and now look at them. They're all they're engaged. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. He's cute. She's gorgeous. Like, you know, living their best life,
right?
And then another VIP news: Dr. Romeo announced that him and his now wife are expecting, and they also just got married. So. Big week for Dr. Romeo.
Yeah, I think they announced the baby and then that they were Mr. and Mrs., right?
Yeah, 4 days ago they announced that they were expecting, and 1 day ago they announced they got married.
Yes, so congrats to them. She is not from Bachelor Nation.
She's very pretty, though.
Yes. All right. Are you excited for the off season?
I think so. Yeah, I'm really interested to see what our summer of content is going to be. I think it's been kind of whispered that Bachelor in Paradise is not going to be moving forward this summer. So that'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when are we going to find out who the Golden Bachelorette is?
Probably at the end of the Bachelorette season.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Sort of like, here's what's filming next. They don't want to steal the shadow from Jen. And I really liked how Charity was there. And she's the one who actually announced Jen.
Like, yeah, that was really sweet. Yeah.
All right, let's get into questions and draft. All right. Matt Ligori says, how impressive is it that Daisy and Kelsey are the first two women in history to become friends? Will Jen be able to keep up the streak of great leads? Charity and Joey back to back was a dream.
I do think so. I think it's going to be a very different season than we saw from Charity and Joey, but I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think a lot has to do with no Mike Fleiss in, you know, executive producing. I think there's a change of tone with sort of a shift of who's working on the show and who's show running. Yeah, they did make it seem like, okay, these are the only two women that could do this. but, you know, think back to Katie and Gabby. Like, they are from Zach's season. Really good friends still.
Rachel and Gabby. Yeah, oh my God. I mean, like, do they only have four names? Or because we've mentioned two Gabbies, two Rachels. Like,
right. I did think they were going to announce Rachel. I got so excited for Rachel for a minute there.
That would have been fun. Yeah. I like Rachel, man.
Yeah. Sarah Noor. Okay. The biggest question of the night. Will these crazy kids make it?
I really hope so, but I'm always pretty hopeful.
I know. I mean, the most recent ones, they're still together. I feel like we always say, like, oh, we believe in this couple.
Okay, but I really believe in, like, Charity and Dawn. Yeah. Like, I really believe I know. In that one.
Yeah.
Like, I think I will be devastated if they ever break up. Like, truly. Same. Like, I believe in them.
Yes. Do you think Daisy always planned on saying no? I think she wanted to make it work, but ultimately realized this format wasn't for her, so she self-eliminated to save Joey the embarrassment.
I don't think she was planning on saying no until she got that gut feeling that it wasn't her. Like, I think she, like, I think even if you turn, like, I think she was always a yes, even going to the platform. I think she was still a yes, but she knew it wasn't her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she told the family that she would say yes. It was interesting when, you know, she was talking with Joey and he was kind of like, how did you know? But then, yeah, when you watch it, it's like, okay, it's kind of obvious. But she even mentioned that when they were toasting, or like after that fantasy suite week rose ceremony, just the way he was looking at Kelsey, that she knew then. But I wonder if that's a little bit revisionist.
Yeah, like, I think that it,
putting it all together.
I think it wasn't until their last one-on-one that it really clicked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because she told him she loved him, and his reaction too was a little bit like, I don't remember exactly what he said, but just not what you would expect. Like, he didn't say, you know, I feel the same way. And she knew that he couldn't say it exactly, but... And just the way he wasn't talking about the future, that, yeah, definitely sealed it. And then Sarah also says, and maybe snarky, but I do like Jen, but I get the feeling she wasn't their first choice. How many women said no before they landed on Jen? I also hate when they cast a 24-year-old and we have to pretend that they're actually serious about getting engaged. So maybe that's my own bias. Okay, I didn't remember that Jen is 24.
I know, she's so young.
Which is what Hannah was too, I think. Similar.
I mean, probably there was a real young run of young people. I think maybe, like, in the operations room, Jen might not have been on their first choice, but she was on the table, and, like, I do think they made a really good choice, like based on, like, you know, if Daisy and Marie both said no, like I think Jen's a great option. And, you know, that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, you know. I think it's gonna work out for her. Not necessarily that she's gonna get engaged and find her life partner on the show, because she is 24. But I think I really do think it's gonna be a good season. Watch it, like watch us sitting here in September being like, wow, that was a terrible season of Bachelorette.
I'm worried that if they had Daisy in mind or had Maria in mind, that are these guys going to be right for Jen? Like, did they already cast them? Or
they did their pre-release on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I think they did a general cast of like, these people could have been for Daisy, and these people could have been for Maria, and these people could have been for Jen. Like, I don't think it was like a whole cast for Daisy.
Right.
But I do think there are some Daisy options. Yeah. But that's fine. Like, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. And, you know, there's those seasons where there's like, oh, I was hoping it would be this person. Like, you get the villain or something like that.
Yeah, true.
Hopefully not. But
I hope they don't do that to her.
No. Definitely,
because that would come off as like so horrific for them to be like, oh, I wish it was like the blonde girl and not this stunningly beautiful Asian woman, like
right
who like is in medicine and all this other shit. Like, she's wonderful and she's such a catch.
Yeah. And then Sarah says, also Jesse really grew on me this season, but should I go back and rewatch his Bachelor season?
What do you think, Amy? I haven't seen his season.
I mean, I saw it way back when, so I would be curious to watch it again. Sarah, if you're up for it, like, let us know. I want to know sort of what stands out. I remember Trish, the villain of that season. She was like maybe the first, like, I think she might have been the first to like show up on a date later on, like after she'd been eliminated.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think she had short hair too. So that was, you know, whoa, you know, short hair villain. Tara Renee, was this really a never before seen ending?
I mean, like, I don't think it was a never before seen ending. I think it had some never before seen elements.
Right. Yeah. I mean, once Daisy was heading out and walked herself out, it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Straightforward proposal. But I could see, you know, if you get nitpicky about it, yeah, there were some new things. So I can say it's never happened before. We made it through another season. Let's start with a historic moment. Of all the shocking moments in Bachelor history, where do you rank the final two riding to the final rose ceremony together?
So I felt like, I don't know if I'm ranking it like top 10 most shocking moment, because like I feel like it didn't have that much actual impact on the season.
Yeah,
like, I was really surprised that it happened. Yes. I was like, whoa,
it was crazy. Like a visual shock, like absolutely. Whoa, like a trick of editing.
Yeah, definitely.
So I liked how they did that. But yeah, in terms of like what's a really shocking thing, I feel like the shocking things are either things that get revealed after the proposal, like with Hannah and what was his name? Jed?
Yeah.
And like where it's like, well, then I found out this, and or a switcheroo like Jason or Ari. Those I feel like are the most shocking. Or yeah. Brad Womack not choosing anyone.
Yeah. This ended with like a cute little engagement between the lead and the person he picked. Like, it's not that wild and crazy.
Mm-hmm. And then something I had kind of mentioned, but do you feel production took something away from Kelsey's proposal moment for the sake of making drama? My theory is Daisy wanted to go to Joey in advance of the final ceremony with intentions of leaving. Instead, production convinced her to meet with Kelsey, and she agreed to go to the ceremony if they could ride together. I'd love to hear how everything played out and the reasoning behind production making the choice to allow them to talk beforehand.
I think they let them talk beforehand, and maybe they encouraged her to do so, was to get a moment that they've never seen before.
Yeah, maybe it was some kind of deal. Like, okay, I'll let you do this if you, you know, stick it out kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like maybe they didn't want another, like, okay, there's only one person at the end sort of thing.
Yeah.
It would be really interesting to know sort of all the elements at play there. And who decided what.
The scenes.
Yes. And Tara also wants to know, do you think any future contestants will ask to meet up before the final rose ceremony?
Yes.
Will they get allowed to, though?
No.
And did you notice they had mats on the ground outside the limo when the women got out? Was this directly caused by Gabby last season when she complained about having to get out in muddy ground and told production to do better when Katie arrives? Let's not forget that Gabby also had come to the conclusion she wasn't getting the final rose.
I did not notice when it was airing, but then I saw like Gabby had done some Instagram stories of like, oh, my impact.
Her influence, like, yes.
Yeah. So I did see that and I had quite a good giggle about it.
Oh, funny. Yeah, I totally don't notice those kind of things. So I love that other people do. Enough with the finale episode dates that are hosted by a local who speaks a foreign language. All I could think was there has to be an interpreter to explain to Joey and Daisy what this guy is saying, right? That has to take away from what they're portraying as a sacred ceremony.
I could see Joey speaking Spanish.
I wonder if there is someone
definitely
off screen.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they knew what to say. Like, they knew how to respond. And what are your thoughts on seeing the reaction shots of people in the studio? Fun to see a distraction or you don't notice them? And does your answer change depending on it being a stranger shown or someone from the series? I usually find myself wondering who the person is and then trying to remember which season they are from. Okay, I love the detail of this question. So specific.
I'm fine with it. I like, you know, especially it kind of gives that like live feeling to it, not like everyone's in the same boat. I watched it alone yesterday, so it made me feel like I was watching it with people.
Yeah, I have kind of a mix. Like, sometimes I can get a little too distracted where I'm like, is that someone from, should I know this person or not? Mm-hmm. Other times it's kind of fun to, because I noticed that the other Kelsey was in the audience and it looked like she was sitting by this older man. I was like, wait, that doesn't seem like typical crowd for the show. And I was like, is that her dad? I don't know for sure, but like, you know, they have that storyline about like that she's made up with her dad and they're a lot closer. So did she get to bring him to the show? So I can get a little, you know, kind of
lost in the sauce.
Lost in it a bit. But then and then there were so many shots of the hot dad. I didn't mind that.
That I loved, yeah.
Yeah. So and I was sort of thinking like, oh, are they kind of pumping him up to be the Golden Bachelor or something like that? And then Jesse drops these Easter eggs. So it can be kind of interesting. And I did like see when people were really shocked. Like, okay, that's how I'm feeling too.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though I know it wasn't like totally live, right?
I guess it's
a little bit of a delay.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. If they tell me it's live, I just believe them. I can't help myself.
Yeah.
I'd be terrible on like a strategy game show because people would lie to me all the time. I'd be like, oh yeah, okay.
Sure. Because didn't we get tips in the past? Like people saw themselves like they have to do reactions or something to anything. And then they just like clip them in.
That's possible.
I feel like we had that. But this didn't feel like that.
No.
It felt like genuine and real. I have no issues with Jenna as the next Bachelorette. My concern is that Bachelor Nation was divided between Daisy and Maria as the next lead, and there may be some backlash. Hopefully Daisy coming on to say that she declined the lead won't make anyone think of Jen as the second choice, and Maria offering her support at the end of the show will calm her fan base down.
That's what I'm hoping for. It won't, because like people are batshit crazy. We're watching it like an entertainment product. Like, it's not, it has no impact on our like actual day to day lives, like who they pick.
Right.
I'm happy for Jen.
I'm excited. I'm just realizing based on like reading through these questions, I was attributing all these questions to Tara, but they're from
I was wondering
George. Because I'm like, wait, now Tara's congratulating us on the draft. Doesn't make sense. Yes. No, Tara just had the question about the never before seen ending.
Sorry, my bad.
No.
I should have formatted the email better. Little inside baseball.
Yes. Forever. Yeah. And then let's see, why did they have Daisy and Kelsey meet Joey's family on the same day?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think that I honestly wonder if there was a bit of a timeline or a time crunch for Joey's family to be down there because Joey's sister posted something on Instagram or something of like a screenshot from a FaceTime call, and it looked like Joey and Kelsey were in there. Like final rose ceremony outfit. So I wonder if the family like just immediately went back home.
Yeah. And I wonder like how that would be just having to do that back to back as the family, or, you know, that could be tiring because I think it's a pretty long day of having to like come talk to me, and then they do their ITMs. So if Daisy had gone to Joey's room to say she was leaving, would she have knocked on the door or simply left a note that said, we need to talk?
Imagine if there's two different we need to talk notes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Joey would have a full catatonic breakdown.
For sure. And then George says, congratulations to Haley for the win this season. Amy did her best to keep it close. You both deserve praise for having the final two as your first picks. And thanks to Tori for taking part in the season. Enjoy the off season.
I cannot believe that we like are the last two people who are our top two picks. Like, that's pretty crazy.
It is.
Maybe we're just getting good at this finally in our old age.
Maybe. But yeah, even having Kelsey couldn't take me over the top.
And Tori had Jen.
Oh, yeah. So I'm glad she got something.
So I'm just a sucker out here in the cold with my lovely, lovely win.
Yes, you just picked the power players, I guess. All right. Did Doug hang in there? Did he tune into anything?
He didn't tune in, but he did send some takes.
Okay.
He said, I did not watch the finale, but I read the recap and wanted to offer a few final thoughts. He said, what was a more masterful performance? Joey as the best bachelor ever, Daisy as the classiest rejectee this show has ever seen. I really do think Joey had like an absolute, like, this was like a masterclass of being the bachelor.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
He was so smart and being like, I'm only telling one person that I love them. Like, I can tell them that I have feelings, but smart.
Mm-hmm.
I can only assume you are attracted to Kelsey's dad. Do you think they brought him in just to distract you from Uncle Joe's absence? Yes, and I appreciate it greatly. this is interesting from him. He said, I'm happy Maria isn't the Bachelorette. She seemed too much like Corinne, and now she can focus on being a spoiled candy heiress again.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. I think Maria would have been an extremely polarizing Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think people would have loved her, but then I genuinely think there would have been people who would have been like, I'm not watching this season because of Maria.
Yeah, maybe.
Let us know if you're on either side of that aisle. In a season with no Uncle Joe or Hawaiian hometowns, were you still satisfied with the final result? It seems from listening that like the show had taken a slight step towards realism, and that seems to be a good thing. Yeah, I really enjoyed this season. Like, it didn't feel like forced or like, and I think you're totally right with like Mike Fleiss exiting and just having a new, not necessarily a fully new production team, but like a new leader in production. This is feeling like a lot more genuine and real, I guess. I don't know. Like, it is feeling lighter and more fun. And I had a great time watching this season.
Yeah, it was a really, really good season. So it has me excited for what's to come.
Me too. And that's it. That's it from Doug. That's it from us for another season of The Bachelor. Look at us.
Can't believe it.
We can't either. This one went by really fast.
Yes. And I think the off season will go by fast.
I do too. Especially because I don't technically have an off season because Top Chef has started.
Is this a Top Chef that's in Wisconsin?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Any fun tidbits? I feel like I'm adjacent to Wisconsin. I feel like I'm an honorary, similar to honorary Canadian, honorary Wisconsinite. Like, is it very Wisconsin-y or is just like that's where they're holding it?
I think it will be pretty Wisconsin-y. We're only one episode in and it was like just trying to meet the people. They were at a restaurant in Wisconsin. One of the guys on the season is from Wisconsin. He runs a restaurant called Dan Dan. His name is Dan and his business partner's name is Dan and they run a Chinese restaurant named Dan Dan, which I had a great giggle at. I love a pun. So I'll let you know if there's anything more directly Wisconsin that pops up.
Very cool. All right. Well, Haley, where can people check that out?
Well, you can find that on the Reality TV Wrap-Ups feed. If you're subscribed to that feed for this podcast, well, gosh darn it, it'll be right there, or the Top Chef Wrap-Up feed. You can re-listen to this season of podcasts if you really want. I am also joining our friend Tori over on her new podcast, Ready to Be Romanced, to talk about book 2 and season 2 of Bridgerton as we are leading up to season 3 of Bridgerton. The Viscount who loved me is one of my favorite books of all time. So I was so excited to be able to talk to her on Ready to Be Romance. And I think that comes out for Amy and I tomorrow, if you're listening to this, probably today. and then later this week, I'm going to join Silent Podcast to cover the premiere of my favorite show of all time, Taskmaster. The new season of Taskmaster is coming out Thursday in the UK, but on YouTube it'll be out Friday. So if you are looking for something to fill the void while Bachelor season's on hiatus, check out Taskmaster. Completely different shows, but it's really good. And then, of course, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @HStrong_, and you can check out everything I am reading over on my Bookstagram account at The Strong Library.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at @RJPRecapper. Until next season.